Hey guys, welcome back to the Breakout Room podcast. This is your host, Z. Now, a funny thing happened this week. My friend's boyfriend went into my friend's social media account and deleted me, along with the rest of our friends, because apparently he thinks we don't have a good influence on her girlfriend. That's a first. Guys, when you're in a relationship with somebody, that doesn't automatically give you the tools or the right to run someone else's life. So it's, you know, it's controlling, it's horrible, it's ugly, so just stop it. On another note, today's guest is to me a really amazing musician, somebody I am honored to have on this show. He's a financial advisor during the day and does a bit of med tech work on the side, but he's an artist 24/7. He has some interesting, fascinating, in-depth thoughts about making music and dealing with life on the daily. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lead vocalist from The Difficult Stranger, Michael Curran. So hi, Michael. I haven't seen you in a while, though. I think when was the last time we saw each other? It was at a band show, but I didn't approach you.
Yeah, I'm missing for the moment. We didn't see each other. You saw me.
I saw you. I was like a stalker. I did see you from afar, but I didn't approach you.
Yeah.
Because I'm shy like that sometimes. I obviously know that you have a band called
The Difficult Stranger.
Yes. And what instruments do you play, if you don't mind me asking?
I started playing keyboard. I started playing acoustic guitar because The Difficult Stranger started out as a duo with me and E-Boy.
Okay.
And then later on, during our first album, I played keyboards.
Okay.
But now I'm back to playing guitar and vocals. Yeah.
Cool.
Because
so
keyboards
with
is
keyboard.
So it's so yeah, keyboards is so huge, and I don't like having baggage going to gigs.
Is it like your favorite instrument, would you say?
No, my favorite instrument is guitar, acoustic guitar.
Okay. All right. Well, how long have you been playing?
My first instrument is the piano, the keyboard, in high school. But I started learning guitar right after I learned the keyboards because I didn't have keyboards in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I asked my cousin to teach me the basic chords in the acoustic guitar.
Okay.
And then once I had the basic chords, I figured out how to transpose the chords in the piano to the guitar. Like, for example, key of G, you have to press the G, the E, the G, the E, and the G, the B, and the D.
Okay.
So I had to figure out which is the G, which is the B and D in the guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So once I had that figured out, I look at the tab, and because there are only three notes.
Oh. Okay.
So when I look at the tablature, there's an additional circle there.
Yeah.
And I realized that it was another G, like the lower string G.
Would you say like playing a guitar is more difficult than playing?
Yeah, guitar is difficult than piano because in piano it's all laid out, the notes are laid out.
It's
there.
Pretty simple.
Yeah,
okay.
And then guitar, you have to figure out how to position your fingers and how to transfer your fingers from one chord to another.
I see. And I heard that when you play a guitar, like there's a different version of a single note. Right.
Yeah, there is. There's an open, the open version, open chords.
Okay.
And then what they call the lugpit, where you press your fingers over the fretboard, and then the rest of your fingers would touch the appropriate note.
Okay. Nice. Well, yeah. I wanted to ask you, does music run in your family? I mean, do any of your parents play or write songs?
My mom collected vinyl and cassette tapes when I was young. That's why I was exposed to vinyl and cassettes when I was younger. But I never heard them sing, so I think they're not really singers. And my younger sister also don't sing. So I guess I'm the only one who sing in the family. Because I'm the only one who got interested in learning how to play music. Because when I was a kid,
yeah.
I didn't learn anything yet. But my mom told me that she sometimes saw me playing air guitar in front of the mirror.
That's yeah. Nice. Okay, so it all started there.
Yeah.
And if you would describe your music in one word, what would it be?
Pop music. Pop.
It's pop.
Yeah, it's pop.
So would you say that would be like, is that the genre that your band is playing?
Yes, it's basically the root genre of our band is pop.
Okay.
But there are different elements in there. Could be like, there are some songs that could rock a little bit.
Okay.
There are some songs that sounded like country music. But
nice.
Root there is pop because of the melody and the catchiness, the hooks. Yeah,
I see. Okay,
you can sing along to our songs.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right. I've heard some of them, and I think it's really interesting. So, the name, The Difficult Stranger. Who thought of the name?
Me.
So it was you. Okay.
Yeah, because back in college, actually, The Difficult Stranger is kind of like a wrong grammatical translation of a Visayan term. Because back in college, I'm a shy guy in
okay.
college also. I'm kind of like an ambivert. You know, sometimes I'm extrovert, sometimes introvert. You know, it depends
okay.
on the situation.
Okay.
And some of my friends would tell me that marabagag others and lisod, marabagag others and lisod nga, marabagag lisod nga laing tao.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you're not approachable.
Okay.
And then back in my mind, I said, no, I'm actually approachable. I'm just shy.
Okay.
So when I had these demos, actually I started recording demos in my laptop when I got my first broken heart.
That's
back in
2000.
Yeah, back in 2008.
Okay.
And then I had these demos, and then I don't want to call it Michael Anthony Curran, so I think of names, because back then there were solo artists mm-hmm. with monikers, so
okay.
like instead of using their own names, they use names like Five for Fighting, that's
right.
basically a solo guy, or Bright Eyes, that's also a solo artist, but they used like a band name.
So
I was thinking of a band name, so that phrase that lisod nga pagkatao,
lisod, yeah.
So I was trying to translate that one in English, like literal translation. So the first thought that came into my head was Difficult Stranger.
Yeah.
So yeah,
okay,
just
cool.
Use Difficult Stranger.
Well, I think you did a pretty good job in the name part. That's good. How many people are you in the band? How many members are you?
We started out as a duo with E-Boy, our guitar player that I found on Historia.net. back in 2008, and then later on we evolved into a four-piece band.
Okay, so you're not
so we have
four.
a drummer, a bass guitar player, a guitarist, and me.
Okay, is that what you call a complete band?
Yeah, it's quite complete, because we now have the rhythm section of the bass and the drums, and then the guitar player.
Okay, cool.
Vocalist.
So how did you guys find each other?
Yeah, like E-Boy and me, we found each other on the internet.
Oh, really?
Historia.net, yeah.
Okay.
But Pancho and Gargs and Glenn was also a member for a while, but he quit playing with The Difficult Stranger because he wanted to focus on his other band. That's why
okay.
we became four-piece instead of five-piece. The other guys I found in Pardo, because mm-hmm. they were playing with another band called Zed Effect.
Okay.
That's Glenn's band. Glenn was the frontman of Zed Effect, and then Pancho is the drummer, and Gargs is the bass player.
Okay.
So basically, me and E-Boy just adopted them, because they also love playing melodic pop music. So since 2015 up until today,
mm-hmm.
we've been playing with Pancho and Gargs as our rhythm section.
Nice. Cool. So you guys just met each other sort of like through common friends.
Yes, common friends.
Musician friends.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've written a lot of songs, and I wanted to ask you this. Have you ever written a song for a girl?
Yeah, of course. The first song I wrote back in high school, which is very cliche and very corny, was about my crush in high school that was unreciprocated. And then, yeah. And then the more serious one was in college in 2008 when I got my first broken heart.
Oh.
And that's the beginning of the Difficult Stranger, actually, because I wrote a lot of songs, sort of like bitter songs.
Okay.
Other songs were kind of like revenge. Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift even existed. Or yeah, no, she already had a record there because she started in 2007. But I wasn't aware of her yet.
But and how she writes her songs.
Yeah, and how she writes her songs. But I wrote kind of like that, like about ex girlfriends and stuff, and because I was really devastated at that, so.
Okay, cool. Well, did she ever know that you wrote songs for her, or she doesn't have any idea?
Yeah, of course, because she blocked me on Facebook and unfriended me on Friendster.
Okay, so she found out it was this particular song or the series of songs was about.
Of course, because the very first song I wrote, the title of that one was her surname.
Oh my goodness! Very,
and me and E-Boy sang that one in Honduro Gorordo.
Okay.
Yeah, when it was still open in Gorordo. So, yeah, of course she knew that.
I couldn't imagine how she felt when she found out. And I know you have a girlfriend right now. You're
In
a relationship, right? And I hope she doesn't kill me
for asking you this.
We're
good, yeah. Because I told her that, you know, my past is part of me. You cannot erase the past. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so you have to embrace your past, but just don't dwell on it. Like you have to embrace your past so that you can move on to your present and eventually to your future.
Exactly. Yeah, very
so
well said.
That's why it's very important to confront your past and deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Very well said. Makes sense. Now, every musician gets this sort of attention from girls. They all do. And I noticed that from, you know, the moment you guys walk on stage or get on stage, it's like you instantly light up. So have you ever had a fan come up to you after a show for some drinks?
I don't know about E-Boy and Pancho, because Pancho is the good look, this is the most handsome of us.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if there are girls who approach them, but me personally, I don't think there's a girl who approached me yet. Maybe in the future, but not now.
Hoping, maybe in the future. You heard that.
I do know though that there was this lady who was asking for the name of the name of the drummer, because he was also the cover of our front cover of our second album. He was the model in the front cover of our second album.
And this is Pancho?
Yeah, this is Pancho, yeah. Okay. And he really played well.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of tattoos.
Nice. Has that image
that's when that girl asked me, I could remember the one, I think it was in headquarters before, she asked me, and I told her yeah, that's our drummer, yeah, he's married.
Oh, right. Sorry, you have to go now. All right, cool. Well then, I can see that you're pretty diligent in promoting your music on social media and other media platforms, which is really great.
Yeah.
You've been playing in Honduro, a local favorite here in Cebu.
Yeah.
And some really great places as well. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that because I think you're doing a really good job. And well, music in general touch a lot of emotions and vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
How do you channel that in your writing? Like, what happens in the whole writing process?
Actually, I started writing just by channeling my emotions. So whatever I feel, I write.
Okay.
And most of the times, I can only write when I'm sad or when I'm heartbroken. That's why most of our songs, especially the songs that I've written in the past, were very sad. It just only recently that I realized that you can actually write songs even if you're not heartbroken. All you have to do is open your mind and empathize with, you know, your surroundings, the story or people, and put yourself in their shoes.
Okay.
And just be open and sensitive. So today I have songs that are not about me exactly.
Okay.
That's just stories I heard from my friends or classmates before in college, but I always inject a bit of my personality in it, or a bit of my feelings in it, so it's gonna change topic a bit. Like maybe just the story I heard has this particular story. When I wrote it down, I would inject some of my own soul in it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it would come out a little bit different.
As you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would come out as you. Cool. And who would you say are the top three influences or inspirations for you as an artist?
As an artist, my top three, number one is the legendary country music singer-songwriter Hank Williams.
Okay.
He was one of the... No, I think he was the father of country music from the 50s. The late 40s.
Okay.
He died in 1953. New Year's Day, 1953, he died of alcohol.
Wow.
I think it was alcohol overdose or something. Not sure. Yeah, he was supposed to have a show at the Grand Ole Opry, but he didn't make it because he died. And then another one is the Beatles. Yeah,
Beatles.
For the harmony. Hank Williams for the storytelling, because I really like the way country music presents their stories, the narrative,
right,
and the emotions and the soul in it.
Yeah.
And then the Beatles for the melody, the intricacies of the arrangement of the songs. So that's my second influence. The third one is a little bit modern.
Okay.
It was from the 90s. In fact, it's a Filipino band, Eraserheads.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Because of how they adopted the different genre, actually. There's elements of the Smiths in there. There's elements of the Beatles in there. There's even elements of like punk rock in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Just a couple of elements. And then there's even... Like they evolved into this kind of weird electronic stuff in their later albums. Bisan pa ana, you can still hear that it's Eraserheads. So
exactly.
Yeah. So regardless of the different structure or the different textures of their songs,
mm-hmm.
you can still feel and you can still listen that it's an Eraserheads.
I agree.
Yeah, so.
It's like they evolved. You know,
yeah,
in time.
They evolved,
yeah.
But they always have their personalities intact.
Exactly. And I think you're doing pretty much the same as well, you know.
Yeah, I try to write different songs, different styles, but
mm-hmm.
just not just this, the same kind of style in every
exactly.
song. So I try to vary para dili boring, so that's why.
Makes sense. Well, which song from all the list of songs that you have, could you pick one that you'd like the people to listen to as an introduction to your music?
Yeah, I would like... Yeah, our current single, Illusion, which is actually on Spotify right now.
Okay.
The Difficult Stranger, just search The Difficult Stranger, and then that single, Illusion, is there.
Okay.
It's a song I wrote when I had this during my low moment.
All right.
Yeah, and I was thinking of a lot of really depressing stuff.
Illusion, what is it about?
It's about, you know, I had this thinking that maybe this whole life is just... And all an illusion because
right.
because of heartaches, pain, and you know, violence, etc. And then sometimes I was thinking maybe I'm inside like a Matrix kind of a scenario.
Yeah.
Maybe I could just wake up and to the real world.
Yeah.
Maybe the real world is even more scarier. something like that.
Okay. Well, thanks
yeah.
for sharing that. Do you have any upcoming shows you'd like to invite everyone to?
For now, we don't have any upcoming shows because we are busy writing and recording and jamming for our next record.
Okay.
So, but we never know because there are other productions who would just invite us out of the blue. Like, hey, could you play this particular day? And then I'll consult with Pancho and Garks and if it's an E-boy and if it's okay with them. Yeah, we'll just play.
Cool. All right. Well, a favorite line in one of your songs.
Yeah, that's my favorite line in one of my songs. Actually, this song that is not yet recorded.
Oh, it's
yeah,
not
this
out
is gonna,
yet.
Yeah, this is gonna
okay.
be on our third record. The title of this one is Between Hell and Redemption.
Nice,
yeah.
Okay.
And the lines, it's the whole second verse is called, "On the outside, life thrives gracefully, but on the inside, life is slowly killing me. There's this hole in my soul, emptiness I can't control."
That
yeah,
is,
because sometimes I feel
that's deep.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes. You know, like on the outside, like you know, smiling, happy,
yeah,
you know, dealing with
like,
people. But on the inside, sometimes you're like empty, or you feel sad because you felt like you're misunderstood, or nobody listens to your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
I mean, I get that myself as well. You know, sometimes we. put this like mask in front of everybody, like where I'm doing fine, I look okay, you know, on the outside.
On the outside, because we're afraid that if they see it, the real us, that they won't, you know, talk to us anymore. So we pretend sometimes that we are okay, that we are
strong. And,
so people would not get afraid of us.
Exactly. And okay, I'm gonna hit you with some rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Beatles or Rolling Stones?
The Beatles.
Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath?
Led Zeppelin.
Pearl Jam or Nirvana?
Nirvana.
Coke, Pepsi or Red Bull?
Coke.
That's tough. Yeah. Sex or drugs?
Sex.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Okay, cool. So,
although I own an Android, but I prefer
okay.
Apple.
Yeah. Apple.
Before it's an iPod, but for now I'm using an Android.
Understood. Where can we find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. Just search my name, Michael Anthony Curran. That's Curan, and you can actually add me if you like. And you can also like my band, The Difficult Stranger. You can just like my band there. You search my band and it'll hit like. On Spotify, just search The Difficult Stranger. It's there. And if you want to listen to our album, you can listen to it online on Bandcamp. Just type thedifficultstranger.bandcamp.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you again,
Thank you so much for inviting me here. Yeah.
Of course. Guys, support our local artists and immerse yourself in a different style of music. Follow The Difficult Stranger and yours truly. My Instagram is ZYRIDIC on everything. This has been The Breakout Room. See you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.